Begin the current daf. Masechtas Brachos daf Chav Zayin. Begin on Amud Aleph. Begin with Tesis Divrei Maskil. Tesis begins with the words of the Gemara. Tashma. Come in here. Let's bring a raya. It says B'sham Musafin Kalayoyim. The Tanakama holds that the Musaf could be all day. B'Hudaimi says Ad Sheva Shais. Until 7 hours. Now, additionally, B'Tanya learned the Braisa Haylafana V'Chulu, that if he had an opportunity for Mincha Musaf etc., which Tesis come to explain. Why didn't Rebbe say this opinion of Rebbe Yehuda in the Mishnah that he holds the tefillah of Musav is only up until 7 hours into the day? Which we learned in our Mishnah, Daf Chavav Menalf, we opened up the parak, the tefillah of Hashachar is up until noontime. Rebbe Yehuda says the time is up until 4 hours. Now the Gemara had a question regarding this, that Rebbe Yehuda says that tefillah of Hashachar is up until 4 halachic hours into the day. Is that ad ve'ad b'chlal, including the 4th hour, or is it ad ve'loyad b'chlal, not including the 4th hour? So the Gemara wanted to resolve the question from a different opinion of Rebbe Yehuda regarding the time that he says the tefillah of mincha is up ad plaga mincha, until plaga mincha. So now the Gemara says, if you're going to say he holds ad v'loy ad b'chlal, so we could understand not including the second half, the plag after plaga mincha, that's a difference between him and the Rabbanan. Because Rabbanan say up until the evening, and he says no, up until plaga mincha, not including the second half of mincha. But if you say ad v'ad b'chlal, so Rebbe Yehuda is the same as Rabbanan. So the Gemara retorts back and says, okay, so what do you want to say? Rebbe Yehuda holds, when it says ad arba shayis, means ad v'loyad b'chal, not including the 4th hour. The problem is, but look at this seifa. It says that b'sham musaf in kalayim, the Tanakhama holds, Rebbe Yehuda says, oh, musaf is ad sheva shayis. Now the problem is, there's a braisa that says, if someone had an opportunity at the same time of two prayers, one of musaf, one of mincha, so then there's a certain halacha that he should do. Now the thing is, Rebbe Yehuda discusses that halacha. How could you have the tefillah of Musaf and Mincha at the same time? Obviously, when he says Ad Zayin Shalis, it means including the 7th hour, because it would mean not including. You would never have Musaf at the same time as Mincha, which is only six and a half halachic hours into the day. That's the girsa that we have in our Gemara. Now, the thing is, Taisus had a girsa, not like our girsa, of Eima Seifa, B'Shem Musaf and Kalyim, etc. Rather, Tashema, B'Shem Musaf and Kalyim, etc. So Taisus says that that's the girsa, and he says, we don't have the girsa as we do have in our Gemaras of Eima Seifa, but let's look at the end of the Mishnah, because it's Ebishal B'chula regarding the Tefillah of Musav. We have the Machlekes of Yehuda and the Chachamim regarding the Halach of Adzayin Shayis. Says Taisa, no, not to have that girsa, because She'ein the Mishnah. We don't have that opinion of Rebbe Yehuda recorded in our Mishnah. Shadiv Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda says, Shama, that he says Ad Sheva Shayis, up until 7 hours. Ein the Mishnah. That's not in our Mishnah. Therefore, you can't have the girsa of the text of Eima Seifa, because it's not there in the Mishnah, as our Mishnahis actually have it in parentheses. Rather, Toshima. But Taisa says, Yeshvarm, there are some scripts, Shehigiyu Eisa B'Mishnah, that they did edit it into the Mishnah, again, as we have it in parentheses. Now, but Miu says, Taisus B'Chala Svarm Yishanim, and all the old scrolls in the Gemaras, in the Mishnahis, Einoi, it's not over there. And again, since it's not there, you can't have the Girsa in our Gemara of Eima Seifa. Rather, the Girsa would have to be Toshima, as Taisus has it in the Divrei HaMaskil. Now, Vim Taim, but and based on this, so Taisa says, if you're going to say, then okay, then you have a question. So, V'Rebbe, Lama Lo Hizkar Eisa B'Mishnah, why doesn't he mention that in the Mishnah? He mentions all the other opinions of Rebbe Yehuda in the disagreement of the Zmanim of the Tefillahs in the Mishnah. How come he doesn't mention his Machlekes in regards to Tefillah of Musaf? What you could say is, says Taisa, Mishnah Delay Severely, Kavasei, Baha, Da Amr, Ad Sheva Shayis, because Rebbe does not hold like this halacha of Rebbe Yehuda in regards to the saying of Musaf up until 7 hours into the day. Aval, but regarding all the other halachas, for example, Bahad the comment this that he said regarding Shachar Sad Arba Shayis up until 4 hours into the day, severely Kavasei. Rebbe holds like him, and that's actually how we rule regarding Shachar. Mishem Ditznan Bebechir to Kavasei, although Rebbe Yehuda is an individual in regards to a Rabban, still, since in the chosen statements of Idias, it mentions this opinion of Rebbe Yehuda regarding the Tefillah of Shachar, therefore he rules like him. And so to be Abahid the Plaga Mincha Nami, so to regards to his ruling of up until when can you say Mincha, that he says up until Plaga Mincha, half of Mincha Gitano. The reason why he records Rebbe Yehuda's opinion in our Mishnah too is Mishum Darmin Lekaman, because on some level we rule that you could at least follow like that of Rebbe Yehuda, as the Gemara tells us later on. David Kamar Avid, whoever does like this master has done. David Kamar Avid, and whoever has done like this master has done. Which Taisus first qualifies what that statement means to show that one could rule that the Zman of Mincha is only up until Plaga Mincha, and that after that starts the Tefillah of Ma'ariv. Because says Taisus, the Hachi Perusha, what that statement means is as follows. It means the Avik Rebbe Yehuda, whoever has done the Rebbe Yehuda, meaning the Amar Miplaga Mincha Leil Yehud, that he holds that from Plaga Mincha it's already considered nighttime, and actually that's when you can start davening Ma'ariv, Avad, he has done that. And therefore, obviously, what that means to say is that mincha, however, the mincha prayer, that loy, then you can't do that anymore after plug in mincha. That's if you do like a Yehuda. And then they were saying, but the Avid Kamara, but if you do like the Rabbana, that they say, no, even after plug in mincha, it's still daytime, then you can have a mincha, that's also Avid, because his taste is coming to forewarn. Aval ein lo farish, but don't explain hakol betfilas mincha, no, that a whole statement, the Avid Kamara Avid, was not talking regarding Mayriv, which would qualify that mincha could only be up until plug of mincha, but rather it's all talking about mincha. And what that would mean then would be va'avid k'reb Yehuda, whoever does it could be Yehuda, meaning what that would mean to say is shespal mincha k'edem plag, which means you daven mincha, which is the timing according to Yehuda, that it's only before plug of mincha, then you've done an appropriate mincha. But if you've done like drabon and then you daven mincha after plug of mincha, then you've also done correctly because you could choose whichever one. That's a taste that cannot be the interpretation, because the pshita drabon might be sure to be Yehuda, because obviously drabon agree to the measurement of Rabbi Yehuda that if you daven mincha before plug of mincha, that's oven. And because according to them, that's also zman mincha, going up until the evening. So why would we have to tell you da'avikamaravid? That's not like one and not the other. That's like either one. Rather, obviously, it's coming to tell us when you daven mincha after plug of mincha. Not before, like Rabbi Yehuda, and after, like Drabon. No, after Plaga Mincha, that you could do Mayrib according to Rabbi Yehuda and not Mincha. According to Drabon, you could do Mincha and not Mayrib. And that we see that one could do like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore his opinion of Mincha being up until Plaga Mincha and not up until the evening. The reason why Rabbi recorded was because on some level you could do like that. That's why he records those opinions. But he does not record his opinion regarding Musaf, again, according to Taisis Girsa, because Rabbi does not rule like that, and therefore he does not quote Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Now, continuing the next Taisa, Divrei Maskil. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, the Rab Tzoli Shal Shabbos B'Erev Shabbos. Rab Davin, the Friday night davening of Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. Which Taisa comes to qualify that whoever accepts upon himself Shabbos from Plaga Mincha and onward, that's not including the prohibition of lighting candles too early on Friday afternoon. So the Gemara brought that Allah is like a Behuda. Regarding this, that he said that the time of Tvil Sashachar is up until 4 hours into the day, and because we say like him in Masechta Sidyas. But the Gemara is in doubt. Is the halacha Rabbi Yehuda also regarding this that he says that the time of Tefillah's mincha is up until plaga mincha, but from that point on is nighttime or not? So the Gemara wanted to resolve the question from this that Tois is quoting from that what Rav. That Rav davened the Friday night davening of Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. Sounds like the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning to say because already plaga mincha and onward is already considered nighttime for davening, and therefore he was able to daven Mayrib even though it was still daytime. But however, Tois says Tema. It's a wonder, and Tois asks us to take a second look. Because the Amrina the Perek Bamemat Likin, as a Gemara, Pesach the Shabbos and Perek Bamemat Likin, the Chav Gimel Mabez, that talks about regarding the halacha of lighting the candles for Friday evening. The halacha is brought over there. As long as you don't light too early, and you don't light too late. So you need to see, you're not supposed to be Makabel Shabbos early. How could Rav have been Makabel Shabbos early and then Davin Mayrib if one's not supposed to light Shabbos candles early? Says Taisa, but what you could say is that no, it's not difficult. The Hasam over there, the problem is, b'she'ein makabel of Shabbos miyad. If one's not accepting upon themselves Shabbos immediately, so then you're not supposed to light too early because the point is to light right before Shabbos. But here it's talking about regarding Rav, shemakabel of Shabbos miyad. He accepted upon himself Shabbos immediately. Sehilkach lahava hagdama. So it's therefore not quote like doing it early because he's doing it right before Shabbos. Although he did what's called early Shabbos, but he accepted Shabbos right at that time, and therefore that wasn't doing it, quote, early, even though it was early in the timing of the day. Now, more of a continuous taste is the time. Now, the reason why Rav Davin, the Friday night davening on Erev Shabbos, was because, and that's what the Gemara is trying to prove, Mishum Destrili, Kribi Yehuda, because he held the Kribi Yehuda, that from Plaga Mincha onward is already considered as nighttime. And V'chein so too, Hanach Tel Kamon. The story is brought later on, Shezbalu Shal Matzah Shabbos B'Shabbos, that they daven the Friday, the evening prayer of Matzah Shabbos, that they daven it when it was still Shabbos. Again, that's the same idea, Hanach Mishum Destrili, Kribi Yehuda, because they hold the Kribi Yehuda, Lein Tfilos Erev regarding the nighttime Tfilah, Shishav V'Reviyah Kaidim Alayla, that you could already do an hour and a quarter before the evening time, which is the halacha plaga mincha. Now, however, Tesis qualifies, and he says, Afal Pikin, in spite of this, and the Gemara says, Ein Isser Lasas Malacha B'Matzah Shabbos. Don't say that the prohibition of doing malacha that's permitted on Matzah Shabbos, that that's only Miyad La'achar plaga mincha, that that would be permitted right after plaga mincha. That's not the case, because for all biblical law, like doing malacha, that only is by Tesis Kechavim. The exception is for the tefillah of Mayrif. That's what we let you do already from Plaga Mincha, but regarding biblical law, we don't consider it nighttime for Plaga Mincha. That's only going to be in Tzeisik HaChavim. So therefore, says Tzeis is a similar idea. regarding the halacha that one's supposed to add on time of Shabbos and Yom Kippurim before the actual day starts, the Kaimel and Shuman Atayr, which we rule that that is a biblical law, and Kain, oh, based on the principle we just said, says Taisus, if that's the case, Leitzarch Shir Gadol Kol Kach. So then you don't have to do such a large measurement of Taisus Shabbos and Taisus Yom Kippurim. In other words, just like we said regarding doing Malacha Matzah Shabbos, we don't say Plagim Minchah is considered nighttime, it only starts from Tzitzik Echavim. So therefore, the same thing applies to Taisus Shabbos and Yom Kippurim, which is also biblical. We don't say, oh, so nighttime is ready from Plagim Minchah. So therefore, that would mean you would have to make your addition, your add-ons to Shabbos and Yom Kippurim, such a large measurement already from Plagim Minchah. No, that's only regarding Kabbal Shabbos and Davening Ma'ariv, we consider a Plagim Minchah onward, but not for other things, and therefore you don't have to do Taisus Shabbos and Taisus Yom Kippurim so early, going all the way back from the time of Plagim Minchah. Now, continuing to Amud Beis, where Taisus quotes the words of the Gemara, Divrei Maschil B'lo Yachari Rabbi, and not behind his teacher, which Taisus comes to explain what's the reason of the prohibition of davening behind one's teacher. The Gemara brought that it's forbidden for a student to stand and pray behind his Rabbi. So Taisus brings Pirush Rashi. Rashi explains Mishum Yura because it's arrogance, like behind your Rebbe. You're not supposed to be behind the Rebbe. The Yesh Mefarsh, that those who explain Shenir Kemishtach Vela Rabbi, the problem is because it looks like you're bowing down to the master when you're bowing down, and therefore one shouldn't daven behind his Rebbe. Now, the next Taisus Divrei Maschil, that also in that same Gemara, Vaneisin Shalom La Rabbi, and someone gives a greeting to his teacher, or Vamachzer Shalom, or he returns a greeting. Taisus comes to explain when is it permitted to go ahead and greet and return a greeting from his teacher, because the Gemara brought, whoever greets his teacher or returns a greeting to his teacher, he causes the divine presence to be removed from the Jewish people. So Taisus says that Pirish, the explanation means Keshar ben Adam. The prohibition, the problem is only if you greet your Rebbe the way you greet regular people. She'eino Eimen, that he doesn't say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, peace be upon you, my teacher. But if he says Shalom Alecha Rabbi Amiri, that's not a problem. And behind the Damrina, this is what the Gemara means when it says above a Kam Davayin Gimel Mabez, that's for halachic definition of a time span. It says Kadesh Sheilus Tamad LeRab, the amount of time it takes for a student to greet his Rebbe, which that's a significant greeting. It's not just Shalom Alecha, Shalom Alecha Rabbi Amiri. Then one is permitted to greet his teacher. Or Inami, or another approach Taisus brings. Actually, no, it is always forbidden to greet one's teacher, even if he would do it in the honorific of Shalom Alecha Rabbi Amiri. The only thing he's allowed to do is return the greeting if his Rebbe greet him first. And Hahu, the Gemara and Baba Kama, that makes it sound like that is there is something that a student could greet his Rebbe, what's called Shelas Tam L'Rav, that which sounds like the Ketchila Kama, that you could initially do that, that's a B'Talmud Chaver. That's not just a regular student. That's a student colleague, which is not a full student. He's somewhat of a colleague. That's the story. That's where it's permitted. Kekolhani de la Kamon, like all those that the Gemara brings later on, where they went and they greeted the Rebbe. That's Togmat specifically, a Tamil Chavar. But the second answer, Taisus is holding that, yes, one is never permitted to greet his teacher. Now, continuing, the next Taisus, the Rebbe Maschil, Taisus begins with the words of the Gemara, Hoyel b'espal l'b'chul, since they had already davened. Taisus comes to explain what's the Gemara's question from this that Avidin had said. The Gemara brought that Abaye permitted to Rav Dimi Bar Levi to go ahead and do a malacha of smoking his baskets after he already davened the Friday night davening on Erev Shabbos. And the reason for that is because Rav Dimi did not accept Taisus Shabbos when he had davened intentionally. Rather, he made a mistake, because what happened was a cloudy day. He thought it was dark, and then the sun was shining and came out. So therefore, he permitted him to still do malacha. But the Gemara asks, what, if someone accepts upon himself Shabbos by mistake, it's not considered Kabbalah? But Avidin said that one time it was cloudy and the people thought it was really dark time. They went to Shul and they davened the Matzah Shabbos davening, and it was still Shabbos because ultimately the clouds dispersed and the sun was shining. So they came and they asked the Rebbe, and he said, okay, as the Taisus Divrei Maschil is saying, Hoyel b'espalu, since they davened already, let it be considered that they davened. They don't have to go out and daven over Ma'ariv a second time. So Taisus comes to explain what's the Gemara's question from this statement of Avidin. It's that what he was asking was, the Hachinami here also, Neima one should say, Le'inyin Chumra, regarding his stringency, or some have the Girsa Le'el, previously Chumra, meaning, just like when they davened the Matzah Shabbos, Ma'ariv davening, on Shabbos by mistake, Rebbe did not require them to daven a second time, and that he even said as a leniency that, okay, they fulfilled their tefillah, even though they're still forbidden to do malacha. But here also, in the previous Gemara, where someone went and davened the Friday night davening, on Erev Shabbos, by mistake, that he doesn't have to daven a second time. And therefore, if it's considered tefillah, so we should also say stringently to say, okay, so it's like you daven already the Shabbos davening, and it should be considered Kabbalah Shabbos, that it should be forbidden to do malacha through the davening. So the question was, Vamai Sharli, why not buy a permit to Rav Dimi to do malacha after he daven, even though it was a mistake, but that's just like the story of Rebbe, and therefore it should be considered as the stringency that he also accepted on himself the Kabbalah Shabbos, even though it was a mistake. But Taisus says, the Bukuntra's perish before Ma'achar, but Rashi interprets it differently. Rashi explains that Rabbi Dimi should have been forbidden to do malacha because of the tefillah itself. Rashi understands that nothing to do that as a leniency or a stringency, but rather just by davening, that itself is a Kabbalah Shabbos. So therefore, just like he's saying, it's considered like they daven already because of Matzah Shabbos, even though it's still Shabbos, you don't have to daven over again. So then it should be considered that the Friday night davening, even though it's still Friday afternoon, should be considered a tefillah. And if it's a tefillah, then automatically, not because we said leniency, we should say stringency, automatically there should be Kabbalah Shabbos. That was Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara's question. Now, next Tais Div Maskel says that the Gemara's answer was Shani Tzibur, which Tais comes to explain what does the Gemara mean to answer when it says that a Tzibur is different. As we mentioned, this whole Gemara in the previous Tais Div Maskel regarding what the Gemara's story was with Abaye permitting Rav Dimi Bar Levi to do the Malacha, even though he went in the already Davin Mayriv because it was an error, because it was really just a cloudy day, and really it was still daytime. The Gemara asks, who cares that it was a mistake? That's not considered Kabbalah. But Avidin had a similar story. At one time it was cloudy. People thought it was already nighttime. They went into shul and they davened the Meir of Matzah Shabbos. Turns out it was still daytime. And Rebbe said, okay, you daven, you don't have to daven a second time. So if so, it's just like when they daven Meir of Matzah Shabbos, you don't have to daven a second time. They fulfill the obligation, again, even though they're still forbidden to do malacha. So here also in this story, where someone davened his Friday night davening by mistake, he should not have to daven a second time. Then it's a tefillah, so it's automatically a Kabbalah Shabbos, which or should go stringently, and therefore it should be forbidden to do malacha through the davening. So why did Abaye permit to Rav Dimi to do malacha after he davened, even though it was an error? That the Gemara answers what Tais is quoting from the Dirim Maskel, that, oh, it's Sibra is different. Oh, since they davened already. But it's because they're a Tzibra. So Tais comes to explain what the Gemara's answer, what does it mean that Shani Tzibra? Is Avagab delay Matazman, even though it's not yet the time, where some Girsoyas have it as we have it, as Eini Sura Isser, that it's not prohibited, or the gear says Avagav de Lemata Isser, even Asman Isser, even though it's not the time of being prohibited, because the Eina Surim Ba'asiyas Malacha, because there actually is no prohibition of doing Malacha. In other words, by the Tzibur, we're not going to make them go through the effort of davening over again, even in the case that we're bringing up Erev Shabbos, not just by Matzah Shabbos, even though it's not yet the time of being prohibited to do Malacha on Erev Shabbos. So that's what the answer was. Yes, you'll let him do Malacha afterwards, like Abaye permitted him. Because, yeah, Tzibur would also be permitted. But what I mean to say is that even though it wouldn't be prohibited to do malacha and avagav to usu, even though it was an error that they davened by mistake, however, that's what we're saying, Shani Tzibur, that still we don't have make them go through the effort of davening again. That's certain leniency to give regarding the Tzibur, but not regarding the malacha. Meaning, Erev Shabbos would be the same thing that they would also be able to do malacha. But regarding davening is where we're lenient regarding the Tzibur, and therefore the Gemara said it's not a difficulty on these two different stories, that for the Tzibur, we're lenient and we allow their tefillah to have be valid by the Eved, again, even though there's no Isra of Malacha, simply because of being a Tzibur. Now, continuing the next Tais of Yamasl, Tais begins with the words of the Gemara, Tzoli Shal Matzah Shabbos V'chulu, that they davened the Matzah Shabbos prayer, which Tais comes to explain that this is specifically regarding a Tzarech Mitzvah, a Mitzvah purpose, then you're allowed to daven the Matzah Shabbos davening on Shabbos, because the Gemara brought the Rabbi Yeshe daven the Matzah Shabbos Ma'arab davening when it was still Shabbos afternoon. So Taisa says, Yashem, what you could say is the Hacha, because over here, Rabbi Yeshe, that he davened the Matzah Shabbos davening on Shabbos, Ma'ir Sheish Leitzerich Mitzvah, that he had a mitzvah purpose, lost his Matzah Shabbos that he had to do right after Shabbos. For example, Lechas Lamal Tinek, he had to go to circumcise a child, the Lo Yil, Lo Yain, La Avdol, he's not going to have wine for Avdol, Lo Yakim, he's not going to do it earlier. So because of the circumstances, he had no choice but to rather go ahead and make Avdol and daven Ma'ir already when it's earlier in the day, even when it's still Shabbos. Because says Tais is the Vadi Tzarch Lahisim Machol Al Kodesh Daraisa. Because obviously you can't just do like Rabbi Huda from Plaga Mincha. You would have to go ahead and add on from the mundane, from actually from Matzah Shabbos. You have to add on some time on the holy day of Shabbos biblically, and therefore Avol Bechinah. But for no purpose, Loi, most definitely you're not allowed to do it. As Tais says, Pshita, it's obvious. Lahoy Ma'arim LaHavdul. They weren't quick to go ahead and make Avdolah, L'spal Shem Matzah Shabbos B'Shabbos, and to daven the Matzah Shabbos davening on Shabbos, if it wasn't for a mitzvah purpose, because the Gamba Malacha Asim Chashicha, because one is prohibited to do Malacha until it gets dark. So therefore, there's no purpose in doing that. So therefore, Taisa says that this whole Halacha that we're finding, that they would daven Matzah Shabbos on the Ma'ariv Matzah Shabbos on Shabbos, that was again only for a mitzvah purpose, but in general, to the contrary, one's supposed to go even later to be Maisif, Mei Chayla La Kodesh, and therefore, for a non-mitzvah purpose, this is not done. Now, continuing the next Taisa Divrei Maskil. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara. Halacha, the halacha is kedivrei amrishus. Halacha is like the one who says that it's voluntary, which Taisa comes to qualify. This that we say that Mayrib is rishus, that's only to nullify it in regards to another passing mitzvah, which the Gemara Bona Machlekes is Mayrib rishus, or is it a chayv obligatory? And Rabbi says, halacha is like the one who says rishus. So Taisa says, lav davka rishus, doesn't mean it's voluntary. Like in the previous lelek, we explained in the previous Taisa of chavav mad aleph, ulakachnik rishus, and that's what it's called. Voluntary, meaning levatla avur mitzvah cheres averes, just to abolish it. If you have another time sensitive mitzvah, then you'll do that other thing. But it's not a bona fide rishus, and therefore obviously, if one forgets and one has to do it over, as Tais spoke about in the previous Tais and Nafchavav Medalf. Now, continuing with the next Taisis, which the Divrei Maskil v'Hilchos HaKafasei deRav, the Rashash writes, so actually this is a continuation of the previous Taisis, because we don't actually find these words in our Gemara, that the halacha is like Rav, but Taisis is going on this teaching of Rav, that Mayrib is Rishus, the Gemara was saying the halacha is like Rav. So it says Taisis v'Nir, it would seem, Dolakach Tiknu Pesukim Makadish. Since we say that Mayrib is Rishus, it's not an obligatory prayer, that's why they instituted different verses and Kaddish, Bengu L'Tvila. Between the Brach of Gol Yisrael and the Mayrv prayer, we're mafsik. We don't go straight Bengul Letvila. Because there is Shusi, because it's voluntary. Because if it was obligatory, then you would have to be Senach Gul Letvila. And we don't. We have all these Pesukim and Yirein Einu, and we have the Kaddish, obviously, because this halacha of Rishus. However, it's brought that Ayin Taisis L'El Dalar Mabez, previously Taisis writes in Divrei Maskil D'Amari, that their Taisis actually writes that the Pesukim and the Kaddish that were instituted between Gul Letvila by Mayrv is not considered a hefsik. Because that's what's called gula richti. And even though you hold Mayrib as a rishus, you still need to be semi gula tefila, shalarvis, and therefore that's a different approach. Why we do it? No, even though it's a rishus, quote unquote, but you still have to be semi gula tefila, and that still would not be considered as a hefsik.